Amen.
All right. If you would go ahead and turn to Psalms 37, we'll read verses 1 through 5. If you could stand when you get there, please.
Amen. Bless you, Lord.
And the Bible says, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, not be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass." I also want to read verse 7. In chapter 1, "Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass." Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for the honor of being able to be up here tonight. Lord God, I pray that you would use me for the progression of your kingdom. I pray, Lord God, that you would just allow the Holy Spirit to flow through me tonight. Lord God, I thank you for Brother Noah. I thank you for what you allowed him to do a moment ago. Lord God, I pray that you would just be with me, give me peace, Father. Bless my speech and my vocabulary that I might be just good enough for you, Father. I pray that you would just bless me once again, Jesus, in my prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so if you look at verse 1, we see where it says, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity." Now, I know in our Christian life, we'll do our best to walk right with God. And sometimes we'll look up and look around, and we'll see the people around us living wickedly, or even those who claim to be saved living unrighteously. And we question, how are they having such success? Now, not all of them are having success, and not all of us are not having success. But see, what we see is the ones that do, it causes us to have discouragement. We question, well, if I'm living righteously and they're living wickedly, then how are they having such earthly success? This causes jealousy, okay? This allows us just to doubt how just gracious our Father is. But if you take time to realize, weren't you able to come here tonight? Were you able to walk in here? Were you able to drive here? When we were in Honduras the other week, I really was able to understand and look at how blessed we are in the United States. And see, us as Christians, you go there and come back here, and you'll realize, why am I jealous over the successes that even other people are having when we just need to look at how gracious the Father is.
Amen.
Okay, so if we go down to verse 3, we'll see that we really need to put our trust in the Father. Yes. See, our God provides, protects, and delivers.
Yes.
We need to understand that. Okay, look at this for a minute. If you don't understand how great your salvation is, look at this. The King of Kings created everything that has been, and that will ever will be. He looked at this earth. Out of 7 billion people, he decided that the world needed you. Okay? He created you. That was more than he ever had to do. He created you. And he knew before you were born that you would need a Savior. He knew before he even created the world that there would have to be a Savior. Not only did he create you, but he gave you a Savior. And for those of us who are called to preach, I would like to say, isn't it just humbling to know that God trusts us to deliver the gospel? It's phenomenal. I would also like to say we need to find happiness in the comfort that we have. See, we're so spoiled that we don't even understand what we have compared to the earthly possessions of the wicked. We have comfort. We can lay our head down at night and smile knowing that if we died and we woke up on the other side of eternity, we'd be walking hand in hand with the Creator of everything. See, I don't know if you guys have just ever spoiled yourself to that. When you understand that, isn't it humbling just to realize that the Creator of everything loves you? He knows your name. He knows everything about you. Yeah, that's something good. All right. I would last like to say we need to commit to him, which we see in verse 5. We don't need to be tiptoeing around God's will as if it's something to be afraid of. Yeah, you might have attachments to worldly things, but you need to understand that we need to give those up to have success and to walk in the will of God. See, I'm tired of all these people coming to church and trying to just make it a show. You might come to church and you might try to just go to the altar just because you know it impresses your family and they think you're walking right. But when you go to the altar, okay, you're going up there for your parents, but God knows your heart, so if you're doing it as a show, you're getting nothing out of it.
Right.
See, we need to stop doing this. We need to stop tiptoeing around God's will. We need to put our helmets on. We need to dive headfirst into it, and that's where we'll find true comfort. Okay? Well, that's all I have.
That's good preaching.